USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden met with the President of Mexico on Monday. It was a virtual summit and it covered a wide range of issues, including immigration and the situation at the U.S.-Mexican border. The two also discussed trade, regional security, and the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says this is not the time to start relaxing coronavirus restrictions.
Now is not the time to relax the critical safeguards that we know can stop the spread of COVID-19 in our communities, not when we are so close. We have the ability to stop a potential fourth surge of cases in this country. Please stay strong in your conviction.
Walensky also urging everyone to get vaccinated when shots are available to them. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
How often are we going to need a COVID-19 vaccine shot moving forward?
With the third Operation Warp Speed COVID-19 vaccine getting emergency use approval Saturday, the question now is, how often will we need to take the COVID-19 vaccine? Professor of Medicine at NYU, Dr. Mark Siegel, tells Fox News it won't be needed yearly.
It's probably, we're very conservative, as you know, in the medical establishment. It's probably going to be last more than a year. It's looking very good right now that the immunity will last more than a year, maybe two, maybe three. And if we have to give a booster, it's because variants are emerging that we want to cover better.
A Harvard immunologist on the Harvard website said current vaccines appear to be effective enough to end the pandemic. From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
MLB spring training continuing on Monday with games being played in Arizona and Florida, most stadiums holding between 15 and 30% capacity. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Senator Elizabeth Warren is reviving her proposal to impose a wealth tax on the richest Americans.
Your first $50 million is free and clear, but your $50 millionth and first dollar, you got to pay 2 cents. And 2 cents on every dollar after that until you hit $1 billion.
The Massachusetts Democrat telling reporters a wealth tax is long overdue and would generate more revenue and opportunity.
We have watched the wealth of the billionaire class in America increase by more than $1 trillion over the last year.
Warren's net worth as of 2019 was $8.75 million. The Senate Judiciary Committee is advancing Merrick Garland's nomination to serve as President Biden's Attorney General.
On that roll call, as announced, the nomination will be favorably reported to the floor.
The Democratic-led committee voting to advance Garland's nomination. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says he supports Merrick Garland's nomination with a caveat.
It'll be up to Judge Garland to stand up to efforts to turn the Justice Department into an arm of the progressive wing of the Democratic Party, as happened under President Obama.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.